Up this morning, and guess what is sitting on the end of my bed?
A turd?
Yes, Bill, a turd.
Ew, gross.
An Atari video set. Is my dad the coolest or what? So, shall we say Asteroids, my place, 3:30?
Yeah, if that's when you want to get your butt kicked.
Now we can start.
Let's go back in time, shall we?
Yes. To a time when I wasn't so tired in this podcast. I wasn't so totally...
fucked.
This is all last week's stuff, because there's not a lot happened this week. I'm Christopher Antista.
I'm Michael Raparos.
And I'm Henry Gilbert.
Henry Gilbert.
And Brad is on assignment.
Yeah, this is a very sparse podcast. It's a sparse cast.
Oh, I'm trying to drink some...
We've done it with fewer.
Trying to drink some enthusiasm.
We've done it with two.
Yes.
Nah, maybe we haven't.
I wonder when the day is going to come that like only one person is going to be able to do it. Just have to sit here.
Be you monologuing into a microphone.
God, you know, sometimes you just get thinking. Yeah. What is this? Oh God, that'll be a great show. I should do that. I really want to do
it.
Be
our last show.
I mean, I bet that's the only way I'll like sincerely cry on the show. It's just seeing me here talking.
The conceit should be that it's you lost in space, and you're searching for anyone, and it just ends, and you haven't found anybody, and it's very sad. And
time enough at that.
Okay. Hi. What are we talking about today? We're gonna do a top seven.
Yeah, top seven.
Top seven.
Dumb game deals. I forgot.
New releases,
I guess. I don't know.
Well,
look them up.
I can't really
look them up. I don't want to talk about Green Lantern first.
Well, we should really save new releases for the next episode.
Sure.
We can talk about them.
Well, because then I could talk about Shadows of the Damned.
Fuck, it is so hot right now. San Francisco's experiencing its week of summer. And
what the dicks?
We've been in here for 5 minutes, and I'm already starting to sweat.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Turn the air conditioning off. Fucking dicks. All right. Hi.
Hi.
Lots of fun Ocarina stuff this week on Games Radar. That's what I've been working on. But we also had this top seven.
Yep.
The top seven loading screens that don't suck quite as hard as loading screens normally do.
Is that really?
Yes, that's really the headline.
Do they think they're required?
Or top seven loading screens as it appears on our main page.
Yeah, see, that's what I knew it as because I saw it on the main page.
Short and sweet, guys. Brevity is the soul of wit.
Tom Clancy's poop on your toothpaste.
Jesus.
I think the soul of wit is over-explaining things.
No, that's the opposite of the soul of wit.
I see. You guys are so cynical. Load times. I know that's a Halo noise, but I'm flying blind right now.
All
right.
Load that sounds like loading.
It's a shield charging or shield loading, right?
Yep.
Right.
Number seven.
Yeah. Number seven
is Plants vs. Zombies.
Yeah, I mean, watch stuff. You see stuff pop up, and you hear the what is that? The William Tell. The song from every Warner Brothers cartoon.
I should look all this up.
But it was, I like watching the plants pop open
finally
and get ready.
As the roll of sod unrolls or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's nice. I have it on a couple different platforms and it's the same everywhere. And requires an unseemly amount of loading for what it is.
Yeah, for a relatively simple game.
Really small game. It takes a lot of loading no matter what system you're playing it on. But just a charming game through and through.
Sorry.
Right, Hank? There we go. I don't know what that was. Was that a cluck?
It was like a... I had a surprise burp and then my mouth couldn't take it.
You are adorable. You're just like a newborn kitten sometimes. You make me jump like a panda mom.
Anyway, I can't wait to download Plants vs. Zombies on Windows Phone 7 in a couple.
What?
That's right.
It's only available on every other platform you have, including 3DS.
Yeah.
At the right price of $14.99. Nintendo, get the fuck out of town. Nintendo, come on. Says the Super Meat Boy commercial.
Their pricing is fucked.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. But we did.
Both fell for it.
Well, the Donkey Kong game. Like, I love Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong 94 is one of my favorite games of all time. I love that game so much.
I forgot how great it was, how many moves they gave Mario, how many levels there were.
It's so dense for being
for
like
what
such
it is.
A simple game, really.
Like, it's like $5?
Four bucks. $3.99.
$3.99. Yeah, it's technically fair. Too much, but $4. Who gives a shit? It's a great game. Yeah.
Callan wouldn't buy, even though she's a big fan too. But she really said, good. "I still have a Game Boy Advance SP and this game."
So Plants vs Zombies, people.
Ah, Plants vs Zombies is a great game with a cute load screen. Number six.
Wow.
You know what? I wish they would have said though. The coolest load screen we talked about this before. Dead Space.
Mm-hmm.
Dead Space uses the door unlocking itself as its own load screen.
We don't know that they haven't yet.
What?
I said we don't know that they
haven't. I know for a fact they haven't. I would have put it at number six.
Spoilers, Chris.
Because this is the same as number one. Number six is Bayonetta.
Yep.
And I did have Bayonetta sound somewhere. I can't remember. Bayonetta, I do love this. If you're going to be
Oh, what a lovely teapot.
That's the one I was going for. If you're going to be a very sincere beat 'em up, please have places where I love. If you're gonna load a lot, let me practice combos.
Lovely tea party and dancing too.
Oh, lovely tea party!
Don't fuck with a witch.
Don't fuck with a witch.
Yeah,
I've got a fever, and the only cure is more dead angels.
She should gave that line to Duke Nukem.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
I'm surprised he didn't say that.
He might have. Yes. I just have
three women crying in the background is a nice.
You know it's Duke from that.
Women are suffering. You know it's Duke.
You know it's Duke Nukem. It must be Duke Nukem. But it's a great place to practice combos because this game.
Do a lot of games do that? I can never really.
No, Bayonetta was one of the first ones I can remember that did that.
A lot more should
let you practice combos on the load.
You know, I was going to mention another load screen that was not on this list, and I think this is a good time to do it.
What's that?
The team behind Bayonetta, Platinum Games, they made Okami way back when, and Okami I thought
really?
Had a pretty.
I hear we like that game.
Okami had a pretty neat loading screen where, like, you'd press the button in time with the loading, and a paw print would come up. And if you'd get all the paw prints to come up like in a row, then you get money.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it was a neat
just stick
thing.
Around. Don't go make a sandwich just yet. Watch this load.
Yeah,
put our best designers on this. All right, that was Bayonetta loading screen.
Dirt 2 needed to see.
I don't know. I wish we would have talked about this. Dirt 2 menu really fucking bothers me.
Why are we talking about this like a redneck thing when it's a British rally racing game?
It's just big old cars, man. I really got to get in character if I'm going to sit here and talk about. Yeah, if I'm going to talk about catalytic converters.
All vowels become E's.
Yeah, exactly. War on Terror. There are no vowels in there.
Yeah, I guess rednecks probably wouldn't like a rally game because it doesn't seem like a competition. You'd want to see a bunch of guys going in once, not everybody taking
hurt.
Their turns.
I want to see someone get hurt.
Well, I mean, Colin McRae died.
Did he?
Yeah, that's why they're just called dirt. That's why they're just called dirt now.
Oh, that's right.
Speaking of car accidents, R.I.P.
Oh, that's true. Can I play that if you're going to cue that?
Sure.
I did. This is a games podcast, so it's hard. I am a big Jackass fan.
Me too.
Ryan Dunn died on the day we're recording this. Boo-hoo. Very sad. Very sad.
Don't drink and drive, folks.
Don't drink. Well, unless you're really good at it. How about that?
He apparently failed at that.
Let's modify it. And just can't spend a lot of time on Mr. Dunn because this is a game show. But I do have a sound of Ryan Dunn from the Jackass game.
Oh, boy.
Very, very brief.
All right. I'm Ryan Dunn, and this is called Pachinko Precipice.
And here's a little...
Nice.
Nah, little,
you know,
little Minutemen Corona.
I don't think I can't remember if Ryan Dunn was on it or not, but MTV2 aired a pilot of like funny internet videos about video games and then hosted by the Jackass guys. And then the end of it, the lower tier Jackass guys, like Ryan Dunn would have been one of the bigger guys on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of it, they're like, and now we're going to do Donkey Kong Live. And they just like set up.
I think I did see. It was awesome. I think it was something they filmed for the movie, but they did. It's in the deleted scenes. You can see part of the credits. There's like a real live Donkey Kong. It's awesome.
Yeah, but then they must have just wrapped the special around that. But I think they want to do that as a regular show. Maybe they realize like, oh, there aren't enough funny internet videos to steal.
Nope. Number five. Wait, what are we talking about?
Wait, dirt. What is the Dirt 2 loading screen anyway?
Oh, it's to me, I reviewed this game for somebody and I marked some of it off because it became way too X gamey with like a just a bunch of loud Biff Naked songs in between games loading. Hey, bro, you gonna customize vinyl skin? That's right.
Biff and like Naked.
That, I don't know. So, like something like really like in poor extreme taste like that. And
yeah.
And it wasn't like that in Dirt 1. And
well, it says that it tells you how well you're progressing in the game.
It does. There's a lot of information, and it is a nice design.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a lot of sports games should do that if they're not stupid games.
Why don't they?
Yeah, exactly. Number four. What are we looking at?
Resident Evil.
The doorstop. This
would be my number one.
Number one, right here. Where everything goes black and all you see is he's slowly like almost swoop down towards a door.
Yeah, well, it's just a slow zoom and it's like the door is, you know, it builds tension.
Yes.
You're afraid of what might lie behind it as it creaks open. And every once in a while, a zombie might come through.
I don't like
maybe once or twice.
I don't know.
Maybe it was just in the remake. I forget.
It's the version. Yeah, they did that in the remake. It was the version with the other way you do it when you're like walking up a ladder, like you just walk out, you're walking towards the ladder, and then you just kind of stop and look at the ladder, and then you're like, yeah, I guess I'll climb that ladder. Clunk, 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 clunk.
Yep.
I don't know.
Then you're at the bottom of the ladder, and there's sharks everywhere. Woo!
It was a nice way to hide it back in the day.
Yes.
Though these days, I feel insulted when I even see loading screens anymore. I'm like, you couldn't hide this? Like, everybody's...
Don't ever play Duke Nukem Forever.
Yeah, no, I heard.
Fucked.
I was playing Transformers this weekend, and like actually, once the level starts, in most of them, they're well designed enough that like they hide the loading. You're walking down a hallway at the right speed, and it's loading, and you're not noticing. But a couple times, I went too fast down a hallway, and then it's like stop loading.
Ugh.
There we go.
Ugh.
Yeah,
I don't understand the purpose of loading in this day and age. We brought up Galactrix a long time ago as a cartridge-based game with a shit ton of loading. Why do XBLA games have load time? What the fuck?
No, they really shouldn't.
I guess hard drives aren't as fast as like cartridges.
They are spinning discs, essentially. So
yeah.
What the fuck are you going to do?
Yeah, you're sure right.
What are you going to do? Okay, but Galactrix was inexcusable. I think we can all agree on that.
Remember, what was it? That was Jack and Daxter. Wow. That was Jack and Daxter's big selling point at the time, wasn't it? That they had no loading.
No loading. Mm. I mean, Soul Reaver had kind of the same thing on PS1.
Mm.
I forget if it was a guy from who made Soul Reaver, that one of the guys who made Jack and Daxter, who was like, the player should never be aware of a loading event.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they want
to stream constantly.
They have to say, whenever a loading screen pops up, it has to say loading so you don't think your game is broken.
Right.
There has to be some motion.
That was the beauty of it. Like, apart from maybe at the beginning, there was no loading.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, everything was just instantaneous. Everything would stream as you'd go.
I remember the PS2 GTA games got pretty good at, like, hiding the loading, after a giant load loading at the start, even in GTA 4.
But, like, 3 and Liberty City Stories, again, although Vice City Stories didn't have to do this, I don't think, was, like, every time you'd cross a bridge, you'd have to wait for it to load.
Yeah.
In the PSP one?
Yeah.
Really? I don't remember that. I only played the Vice City Stories one.
Yeah, I don't think the Vice City Stories had it.
I can't believe it.
Liberty Cities.
I can't believe it.
I think with all these HD remakes, they're going to put out Liberty Cities and Vice City Stories.
They did on PS2.
No, I mean on PS3 and 360.
Oh, probably. God.
Maybe.
They ought to.
In that respect,
if they like money.
I never saw why Rockstar didn't just do GTA, the PS2 trilogy on Wii. Why didn't they ever do that?
Yeah.
Everybody else did it.
I mean, I don't think Nintendo would say no.
No.
They did Manhunt.
Yeah. So I never understood why.
I think there'd definitely be a market for it.
It's too late now, but
you
4 years ago.
You could probably do, like, the Stories games as a single disc on Wii.
There you go. The Wii's down, but no, it's totally out. It is totally out. Sorry, guys.
You might see a feature later this week that refutes that claim.
Three is Ridge Racer.
I do like this.
This would have been my number one.
Yeah, this
is pretty,
pretty
great.
Games don't... None of these games do this anymore, man. Though I had heard a rumor that, like, it was because...
This is your loading screen.
It was because Namco...
Copyrighted that
thing. Like, nobody
else
does
that same rumor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I even like...
Which is that mechanic, the idea of a playable...
Yes.
Yeah, playable load screen.
What?
That's what I heard.
That can't be.
Though I've heard this also... This connects to the classic moment from the Sony press conference of Ridge Racer. Before he says that, he's like, and I think I'll show you guys something you all know. And then he's just showing you the Galaxian, isn't it?
Yeah, Galaxian
loading screen. He's like, Maybe some of you guys recognize it from this, right? Right? It's see, it's Ridge Racer, huh?
Yes. I don't know if you remember this particular
there it is.
Opening.
Oh man, this if you guys could just see this YouTube video.
Game as well when it was loading, powered by Namco.
You just say loading.
Yes. Confirmed, Hank. Confirmed. You are triumphant. Number two.
Well, wait. Anyway, it was what cool and I liked it.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome.
Number two.
Way to put a tag on that, buddy. Number two.
Invade-a-load.
Excuse me?
Invade-a-load.
Wait, what?
Invade-a-load.
What is Invade-a-load?
Invade-a-load.
Yeah, this one was news to me.
Yeah, I guess on some Commodore 64 games.
Right.
Yeah, because everybody who owned one of those was British.
Yes.
That's right.
It's true.
But it was a game that would pop up during the interminably long loads from, like, tape drives.
Ah, I see.
Using magnetic tape to play a game. That's crazy.
I did that. That was horrible.
Man.
Played it on a fucking Timex Sinclair. Those things would crash if you nudged them.
Like the watch people?
Yes.
Really?
They made computers in the early 80s.
Why wouldn't they? I guess. Fine.
Yeah. But yeah, apparently you play Space Invaders, so that's pretty cool.
Playing Space Invaders is nice, yeah.
And here's how you know the UK side of Games Radar is responsible for this one. Number one is... Can I... Wait, I know I played the sound effect. I would like to just get one ready real quick. Hold on. Don't say it yet. Don't say it yet. I'll be ready in a second.
Give me time now.
Are you ready,
Oh.
Are you ready for the
right. Who's ready for some football?
Football. Yes.
FIFA, to be in fact. It puts the F in football somewhere in that acronym. I don't know which one.
What's the F in soccer?
The Federation for International Football America? That's probably what it is.
Sure. Yeah,
that's
they'd
probably
have to have
what it is.
They'd have to have America in there somewhere. Otherwise,
they absolutely have
what's,
to.
What's the fucking point?
Yeah. So what's it do? I mean, it just shows you how to
No, it's
do
pretty.
Stuff,
but the thing
or?
Is, I just thought it was too similar to Bayonetta in that... Mm-hmm. If you watch the video the UK put together, it's pretty beautiful. They put a nice sound behind it. Mm-hmm. But as it loads, you can try out shots and moves and actually shoot on a goalie and look at your replays before the game even loads. Pretty fucking
cool. That's
not
bad. That's not bad.
It looks really cool.
Fuck.
No, it doesn't, Duke. That's why you're not relevant anymore, because you don't know why that's cool.
But I will never play this game.
No. I don't know how many of our listeners will. That's okay.
Probably
we got Brito listeners.
Brito? It sells over here.
You're going to get in trouble, Hank.
I'm sorry.
You're calling them Britos.
And then Birdos.
Birdos.
There's no Birdo.
I'm sure a big chunk of our listeners are sexually confused pink bird things. Lizards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more than like soccer, am I right?
So, we're 15 minutes into the show.
Fast
what,
one,
do we do?
Yeah.
What do we do now, guys?
Well, you want to talk about...
Major your weekend. I'll just go off on some... I've just been kind of in love with Ocarina of Time,
and Nintendo brought by a capture system for the 3DS, so we got video, like, official... What do you want to call that? Sanctioned video.
Sanctioned,
raw
yeah.
From a, like, straight from a 3DS cart.
Mm-hmm.
One of the few people with the opportunity to do it. We, you know, Brett and I put it next to, used a bunch of news review. I put the screenshots next, the first hour on 3DS next to the first hour in a,
N64.
N64 via GameCube.
Yeah.
But it was unadulterated. It just weirded me out because, not that Mario All-Stars needs it, but like, they didn't touch that at all. I'm very surprised that they gave it such an overhaul, and it's beautiful.
I gotta say, compared to the Mario 25th anniversary, mm-hmm. I'm very jealous of what's happening with the Zelda 25th.
Well, the Mario trilogy is still largely playable in its own form. And Zelda 64, like, right now, it looks exactly like a modern game that came out yesterday. A great game that came out yesterday. And
true.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And
no,
it retains everything that makes it great, and it doesn't look dated anymore. Cool.
I'm glad I bought it, though. I don't think I'll beat it.
We'll see. Maybe we'll both beat Donkey Kong.
Yeah. Oh man, I'm already world 8, world 9,
and world 3.
Over, man,
that's stuck.
I have beat it by then this week. Also, I'm going to tell you guys, if you're Talk Radar listeners but haven't been watching the Legend of the Ocarina FAPs, like, you are missing out. Those are basically episodes
podcasts.
Of Talk Radar with Zelda in the background, like. You should
it seems to bother Brett, but like, man,
possibly be episodes of Talk Creator. I'm not in any of them.
They're like an hour and a half long, right. and I'm at a Zelda conversation.
Yeah.
So we just had, Carolyn, you and I had a 30 minutes Peanuts conversation.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Beautiful.
The last one we talked about, there was one we talked about Osama bin Laden's death that just happened.
That's right. It happened during the Shadow Temple. I don't remember when it happened.
I think it was the Fire Temple. I don't know. But yeah, what are you going to say? Like, oh, right, you just grabbed that,
thing. I even got printouts of this guy.
I got printouts of old instruction manuals and the backstory in the books. And
that
it's still
us
boring.
Good for the first two, but then yes. We just ran out. But
Jesus
yeah, those...
Christ. That was Brett's passion project, and I wish it never happened. The videos I put live today didn't go live because our stupid fucking capture rigs were all tied up. Processing a Nintendo 64 footage like all fucking day. And we just sat there and like, yeah, this is just totally fucked. That shouldn't have been a priority, but here it was, taking hours.
And we still have one more to film. The final boss dungeon.
Brett should have to do it alone. That's his fucking punishment. That's his punishment.
Fuck, it is hot. Oh my god.
Well, you can't be ready to go already. Well, Brett gave it a 9. I forget. Yeah. I forget why, but we have a bunch of cool stuff going up with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really proud of the way the comparison video came together.
I was able to register my game under the wire, and I'm getting my Zelda soundtrack.
You gotta get home at midnight.
Yeah, did you buy your copy today?
I did. Oh, I'll tell you where during a very ultra-brief game deal segment.
Okay.
Maybe this will just be a short show. Who cares, right?
Exactly. Nobody's listening.
I think some people will care.
Nobody's listening. Yeah, Brett's not here, right? It's not a real show.
Exactly. Fuck it.
Wait a minute. You want to talk about Green Lantern?
Nope. Let's do it in the next segment.
Okay. I need some air.
Me too.
If you don't like that this segment was short, you should blame the UK for writing a tough top 7.
For writing a top 7 that we're not interested in.
But it's a loading. It's on loading screens.
Yeah. That's a loading screen. That one too.
Yes.
Well, can you guys think of any other loading screens they didn't mention that you enjoyed? I thought of one more while you're thinking.
Go for it, Hank. Is it something I can look up?
I guess it's the BioShock 2 loading screens.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
Nothing happens in them, but
you play the music. It's
you
nice.
Play the music. I actually, once the loading had happened, like, there were several times I just sat there and listened to the music. And, like, the 10 Cents a Dance song is so good.
I knew right where I was going.
But there's also the...
Nightmare.
Yeah, Nightmare, the one that's right before the last fight where you're like...
No!
Or one of the last stages where you're like, oh man, shit's going down. Do you hear this? Ba, 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 ba.
Hey, I was queuing up 10 Cents a Dance for you, but if you really want Artie Shaw's Nightmare.
Work at the Palace Ballroom.
Go, brother.
Yeah, sing.
Please. We need to fill air here, Hank.
Get hot from my babe ballroom. I'm such too tired to sleep.
Yeah, take us out, Hank.
I'm one of those lady teachers. Wait. A beautiful hostess, you know. Behind the palace features. At exactly a dime a throw.
Beautiful,
10 cents a dance, that's what they pay me. I saw they wear me down.
Hi, this is Ryan McCaffrey from the official Xbox Magazine's KOXM Radio. You're listening to Talk Radar.
The first time I saw you, I knew we'd be linked forever. For you, I traveled to the four corners of the world. I faced adversity. I became a hero.
Dad.
I saved your kingdom.
Dad.
Yes, Zelda?
Are you mixing me up with the princess again?
Hard to say. You're both pretty magical.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Oh, Talk Radar.
That's the big release.
Is it 159?
Yes.
It is 159?
Yes.
And what were you going to apologize to the good readers for? You should do it.
All right. I wanted to
say... Earnest apology.
I say my procrastination got the better of me. And so... I signed on to do the review for Shadows of the Damned, which is this week's big game. And I... You know, we had a reviewable disc, but... But I didn't, when I took it home, I didn't test it out until Saturday morning. And that's why I found out the 360 version at least was broken.
Broken.
And so I could not review. I only had a 360 system that could play it at home. I didn't have a PS3 version that could play the bad disc. So I'm taking home the retail version of the 360 one today on Monday. So hopefully you'll see the review like the day after this podcast post. But I wanted to say I'm sorry.
Shadows of the Damned. We're all looking forward to that, right?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Ever since in 2009,
cool bowling.
Hey, I found old bread pot.
In 2009, like EA announced that EA Partners made a deal with Grasshopper Manufacture, and then it wasn't until 2010 that they even showed off Shadows of the Damned.
So. Fuck that game in its stupid face.
Brett from Beyond the Grave ruining the show.
That's what he does.
He should have made Shadows of the Damned.
Is this the
new release section we're in now?
If you really wanted to. I don't have anything. I really didn't prepare anything.
Well, let's see. There's the new L.A. Noire DLC. Comes out this week. It looks cool.
It's
an arson desk case.
Nicholson electroplating.
Right. Mm.
Based on an actual case that happened in L.A. in 1947, where O'Connor Electroplating, the company, suddenly went up in this massive conflagration that destroyed several city blocks and I think killed... I can't remember if it's from... It killed over a dozen people in real life. I think the number from the game is 17.
When I saw that screenshot...
It's weird. This keeps happening. Look at my arm.
It's twitching.
It's gross, and it keeps happening all week. What does this mean? Am I having a heart attack?
It means you're trying to show off your big muscles.
I am not. If anything, I'm showing how much hair I have connecting my fucking ligaments together. This is terrible. Somebody, get a razor. Sorry, guys. What were we talking about? I was twitching.
Oh, yeah, and that screenshot of it, it looks like a nuclear bomb went off almost. This is the fireball in the sky from that explosion in the trailer.
Well, I know the actual case, what happened was this guy was basically, it turned out he was posing as a scientist, and when they investigated him, they found out, he had no scientific credentials whatsoever. All the schools that he claimed he had gone to, he never did. He was just kind of like this self-taught guy, and he was experimenting with chemicals to make aluminum shine like silver, and one day he just messed with the wrong mix of volatile chemicals and it blew up and reduced him to like a tiny puddle in a crater, but just caused this huge explosion in the middle of Los Angeles's industrial
that did
district.
Happen?
Yes, it did happen.
Wow. Yeah, it's funny. Right as I started playing L.A. Noire, I popped in my Blu-ray of L.A. Confidential and watched it for the first time in a long time.
That was one of the answers in the Rockstar...
Did anyone win that?
We're getting to that, buddy. We're getting to that. A lot of entrants, though. Good shit.
Well, the L.A. In L.A. Confidential, it actually works more like a sequel to L.A. Noire because in L.A. Noire, one of the subplots is the rise of the gangster Mickey... What's his...
Mickey Cohen.
Yeah, it's all about the rise of him. And then L.A. Confidential starts with the arrest of Mickey Cohen, and a lot of the plot comes from the power vacuum caused by Mickey Cohen's arrest. So
I like it. I like it a lot, Hank. I'm out of shit. I'm digging through my old files, so we're gonna have a live best of just because I didn't prepare any segments, guys. Guys, Genesis music was bad, right?
Yes.
It was really bad.
Wait a minute.
Let me see if you can guess what game this is from.
Is this Spinball?
It's all of them.
If you isolated the black guy during the musical portion of Revenge of the Nerds 2, I think that was what was coming out of this.
Yeah, this is pretty much every Genesis song ever.
I had a Championship Pool. It always makes me laugh.
So bad.
It's bad Genesis music. We also have Darwin 4001. It's good, but it's like you're watching it on PS3 and you're fast forward. Oh, any day. Okay, God, I thought it was stuck. Is it going to do it again?
That's bad. Had a good start, though.
It wouldn't be the same without if we didn't do... Where's Genesis music? James Bond, The Duel. We should fap this.
Sounds like little toots.
I'm just digging through my old files.
Hello. Oh, dear. Oh, man, did you see they had an episode South Park recently had quite an interesting twist on that character.
I did?
On Shitty Kim Walk Jong-il? Guy.
Oh,
I thought that was Shitty Walk.
No, it's Kim Jong-il from
Yeah, it's the same America. Voice. It's one of the...
I don't know what you're talking about. They're totally distinct characters.
Those guys are such great voice actors.
I hadn't watched South Park in forever, but I paid for Hulu Plus.
Uh-huh.
Finally. Because I'm just like, fuck it. And then I get there and like, damn it, there isn't anything to watch. They don't have Community or Fringe on here.
Have you seen Simpsons. You're Getting Old yet?
No, because I was looking for that one, and then I saw the first episode was titled Human Scent iPad.
Yeah, that's good.
And it's their 15th season, and Steve Jobs comes out, and it's like just Trey Parker doing the same voice he does for everybody who comes on every show.
Man and number one,
man,
Trey Parker.
And I just got so pissed, like, I'm not going to watch another fucking parody of this movie. I'm going to watch it. Nobody else has watched it with me. And, like, I had eaten a bunch of chili earlier and just farting up a storm. And then I was eating a three-day...
Well, at least you have the right smell to appreciate it.
I was eating a three-day-old burrito. Like, well, I don't know what I was thinking, like, trying to get down to that scene with the lips sewn together. It's not even that gross. It's just the... Hank, we should watch this movie.
Maybe. I definitely need to watch it. But the You're Getting Old episode of South Park is, like, one of the most heartbreaking shows.
Yeah.
It really hit close to home.
The thing about being too cynical?
Yes, but like just that it ruins your life being that cynical.
Yes.
Like how you lose all your friends and you're just an asshole to be around. And it just there were moments in that show that were exactly for my life and me being super cynical. And it made me sad.
We did talk about it. And I did go through that period of my life, like hating everything and like thinking I was too smart and. Everything sucks, and I had well articulated reasons why, and it just made me a miserable fuck. And now I see certain people on Twitter doing that, and like, but my only advice to people is like, it's way, even as a nerd, you're way better off defining yourself over things you love and not by what you hate.
It might just be part of being in the 14 to 17 age bracket.
I guess so. Because if you're already feeling alienated,
yeah. I mean, you know, especially like. For me, it was all about like, no, I'm rebelling against this bullshit, man. This, I'm going to this concert and this mainstream music is such bullshit. Yeah. I'm going to stand here and scream at people to get off the stage. And now, like, I think that, like, how did I ever do that?
Yeah,
I do that? That's
I didn't
so
have to
mean.
Be here at all. Like,
I just thought
I could have left.
I just thought everything's overrated except the Weezer, the two Weezer albums I love. Everything
ones?
Else is over. Blue and Pinkerton, the Pinkerton. Only two that matter. Like, yeah. I still believe
I like
that.
The Greens. I like the Greens.
And Greens, okay. It's on the border. Eh.
Actually, no. I realized why I was being so mean.
Why is that, man?
I was trying to impress girls.
That, too. That, too. Trying to build a personality.
By the way, that doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't. Women hate people who hate things.
Yeah. The girls will like
it
me because they'll
you
know
tiresome.
How,
yes.
They'll know how smart I am because I'm so discerning.
No.
The girls, yeah.
Yes. You're an asshole because you won't shut up about the things you hate.
But it's the same. It's guys and girls. Like, find something you love and show people how to love it. Like, it makes you way more fun to be around than someone like, yeah, did you see that? Stupid, right?
Yeah.
Stupid, right?
The person I knew who was way more popular with the ladies was the guy who said, like, who found all the coolest new music and really liked the music. And he was like,
there you go.
You guys never heard of this song, have you? And they're like, oh my God, this is
I had a buddy
beautiful.
Who just like I knew he was pretending. It bothered me because we were like punk rock kids who like pretended to like the boy band thing and be really into it. Mm-hmm. He'd dance around and learn the lyrics. And guess what? The ladies love that. Like, sing a little NSYNC, do a little dance.
Wow.
Do a little JT.
Justin Bieber now, wouldn't it?
Justin Bieber? I love the Biebs, ladies.
What was the thing that Mike sent around?
The 50-year-old Justin
Justin
Bieber.
John Bieber.
Justin John Bieber.
I didn't see that one.
It's just that he has a Facebook post of, will everybody quit trying to be my friend, 15-year-old girls? My name is Justin David Bieber, and it has been for 50 years. I was here first.
I like prostitutes and cigarettes and booze. Fuck kids.
Fuck kids.
I'm a 50-year-old carpenter.
In Ohio, that's what it was. That South Park episode, like, just how topical the show is, that, what was it, they hated Mr. Popper's Penguins. If you can briefly detail the
and
plot.
And L.A. Noire. And, yeah, so basically, Stan turns 10, and it's when, and it's
after
about.
15 years, good job.
And the point is that it's about when you age, things that used to sound like shit to you sound good,
yeah.
And things that sound good start sounding like shit. But his brain, his wires got crossed, and he thinks everything sounds like shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's diagnosed as being a cynical asshole. And then, like, he just goes, he hangs out with his friends, and they play an L.A. Noir, and, like, Stan, Cartman, and Kenny are all having mm-hmm. fun, and he's like, shit, what a dumb game. It doesn't even matter what answers you give. You just catch them anyway.
We know this. We could have played this on the like, show.
Yeah. And he says, like, oh, I leveled up. I leveled up. I'm a detective now. Pff, what a dumb way to keep somebody playing. And that, which were thoughts I had. And then they go to see X-Men the First Class, a mm-hmm. film that a lot of us went out and saw.
Not me.
That film is and I thought it was just going to be about them seeing First Class and being disappointed by it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually them watching the trailers, which includes Mr. Popper's Penguins, which was the real trailer before First Class that we all saw.
Which does look god awful.
And when I saw it, I was like, this looks like the worst piece of shit ever. And then they're all sitting together seeing it on the screen, and then Stan knows he's on thin ice with his friends, but he still can't shut up. Like, he still says, like, no, oh God, this is such a piece of fucking shit.
When you told me that, I just remembered, like, why I kind of had to leave town, because Michael said his teens, like, I was doing that until my mid-20s, and just kind of an abomination socially to be around. Fuck. I hate my old self more than my new self. God damn it.
Which is tough.
Yeah, it's very tough.
You had to get out of town.
I had to get right out of town.
Uh-huh. Hey, speaking of movies and not being cynical.
But I am not totally cynical, and I know I'm going to like X-Men First Class.
Yeah, it was good.
And this is bringing us into our next conversation, because I really, really, really liked Green Lantern.
Yeah, I'd say
wait to see it again. And like my friend, when I went back home, he's got a kid. Kid's like turning 3 or 4 and like loves the Justice League cartoons. He hates cartoons and comics. He's like, well, let's just see. And now they're both in love with it. So like, oh, wow. I keep them updated on like DC stuff. My buddy Sam and his kid Seabass. And and they're a big fan of Green Lantern. And like, I was just looking at like, if I saw this movie when I was a kid, I would have lost my fucking mind.
Yeah.
Like, Green Lantern, like I like Superman a lot, but there were a lot of things I hated about it. Mm-hmm. I love the stupid, awful Superman movies. But the Green Lantern would have blown my fucking mind. Intergalactic space cops.
Yeah,
just all gorgeous.
Thousands of aliens. Like,
and I'm trying not to sound cynical, but I'm tired of Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Marvel, I get it. They're easier to humanize and modernize than DC. It's a challenge to bring DC characters to the screen because they're such pure comic characters. This guy is a god in his own world. He's Superman. Flash, he's the fastest person to fuck around. He doesn't have a gay uncle. He doesn't need to go. Nobody broke up with him. He's just the best around.
I run really fast.
But just they're like they're the pinnacle of what they are. Mm. And they're usually presented with a foil. Right. And they don't have to relate. Like they don't have to, like all Marvel movies, like the villains have to come up with, they have to rise up with the heroes, and then at some point find a rift between one another.
Yeah.
They have to be humanized. And like, I love the, like when I watch that DC universe,
they have
to
be the best friend in Pokemon.
Yes. I watched the DC universe online trailer. I'm like, no, this is just pure fucking fuck you capes and superpowers.
Yeah,
I'm good. Unapologetic, unabashed fucking heroes. And so I've been more excited about that recently. And I just watched that first night Green Lantern thing. It was kind of cool. I really liked it a lot.
It's kind of it's
the first 10 minutes are like just reiterate the film. I thought that was weird.
Yeah, well, no, it was weird. Well, it was weird when they were making it because like when it came out, they had just about begun filming the Green Lantern movie.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is, you guys just did a cartoon origin story and now you're going to do a
but it deviates so fast. Mm-hmm. It's so fast. And I picked up the box and like I was at Costco, which we'll do game deals in a little bit. And I found it for $11. And I went and bought it. And it's like, oh, shit, have you seen the new Green Lantern movie? I'm like, I have. He's like, what happens after the end credits? And I picked up the first night box and turned it over. And on the back of the box is the spoiler from the end credits.
Mm-hmm. I did not know.
But I turn it over and, like, don't look at the back of the like, when you scan the UPC, don't look at it. Because that's the end credits. That's the end credits spoiler right there.
Well,
it's a cool moment.
Yeah, but anybody who's ever read a Green Lantern comic, that's the whole.
I got bored of Green Lantern, and I just watched that brief Geoff Johns thing, and I know you don't like the dude.
No,
but he said that became
like
that became his
like
focus,
him.
Like not just Green Lantern being a superhero on Earth,
mm-hmm. but part of a giant unity of
no, I
people
like
who
that.
Patrol
that's,
the universe.
That's
like,
something different.
That's something that became the focus of this Green Lantern. And it's the focus of the movie, and that's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Well, because for the longest time, that's what I hated most about Green Lantern. Yeah. Was like, well, because why would you read Superman if there were 1,000 other Supermen that existed at the same time? Why would you read Batman if there were 2,000 Batmen that worked with him?
But they're not all the same.
But that's they base it the exact same power set, though. It's just what you imagine with it.
I've been catching up on Lantern, and you told me like it means something when Green Lantern conjures a fist.
Well, yeah,
to
that's
punch.
That's
and like
classic
I can't imagine
things.
The Wasp dude does that or
no
or. Kylie Minogue?
Kilowog.
I'm just kidding. I knew what to say. But yeah, I can't imagine that's his signature move either. From where he comes from, there's probably a signature move that he does, the way he handles things. And I don't know. I've become fascinated with that universe. And the critics fucking ravaged that movie.
I couldn't believe it when we...
I thought I was seeing a different movie. And I read all of them. Like, this scene ruined it. This scene took me out. I'm like, what are you talking about?
It was really weird because... Well, I read those reviews ahead. I read a couple of the reviews ahead of time and just saw the Metacritic and Rotten Tomatoes. I was like, wow, this is the worst comic film in years. Like, this is awful.
Yeah, I mean, you read the review. Like, Michael, you want to see Green Lantern? And he didn't even make a... He didn't say a sound. His face just got long and his eyes are like... I don't...
Well, you had to be... Like, you were almost dragged to it, too. You were just at the last minute.
Yeah, I did not want to go. But because you read the reviews, and they are... Do you remember... You have read some reviews, right?
Yeah, skimmed them.
And skimmed them, and they just say terrible things. Blake Lively ruins the movie. Like, she's not in the movie enough at all to ruin it.
Yeah.
Nor does she play a character that could ruin anything. She's just someone to be saved once or twice mm-hmm. and for Ryan Reynolds to talk to.
And a kiss. At the end, they got a kiss.
And a kiss. Peter Sarsgaard, cool villain.
Yeah, he was cool.
Cool villain.
Parallax was way better than Galactus.
Yeah,
I had
really
people comparing
cool.
it to Fantastic Four movie Galactus. Like, no, he's better than that.
I hope it's not that case because Fantastic Four, that movie is probably the worst superhero movie ever made.
Yeah.
I think
the spirit is worse. I skipped the spirit.
There's so many moments in Fantastic Four. Like, mm-hmm. we got to figure out what fundamentally altered our DNA. Let's go to the motocross concert.
And motocross concert.
Yes. And they go there and they have a big fight.
BMX
they have
guys.
A big fight and deep focus in front of a Burger King billboard. It just, everything about it is fucking terrible. Yeah. And the Invisible Woman's only moment is like, you need to create a distraction. Okay. By being invisible. Like, how do you create a distraction by being invisible?
Run around and give the bad guys wedgies while invisible?
Which she didn't do and became visible in her underwear, which...
Well, because like, she turned invisible and like, but we can all see you. You need to take off your clothes. All right. All right. And then she invisos back in her underwear. And then that scene ends.
It doesn't do anything. The scene takes like 5 minutes to go through it. Like, it was the perfect deleted scene and made it into the movie and like... I was so fucking mad.
I had heard one of the reasons for that like they cut down on super fights in it was because The Incredibles. The Incredibles was like the perfect Fantastic Four movie
mm-hmm. with a dash of Iceman.
Yeah, and so then they think like, well, if we have action scenes that are good for Fantastic Four, it looks like we're ripping off The Incredibles.
Yeah.
So we should just have we should just get rid of those action scenes.
We'll hire the guy who directed Barbershop who knows a thing or two about ensembles.
Such a mistake.
God damn it.
Well, really, my reasons for not going to the Green Lantern movie are twofold. The first is that I was...
Hmm? What's that?
I was kind of spending a lazy day at home, taking the day off, and sitting around in my underwear until Brett lets me know what the plans are, like an hour before showtime.
Oh,
we were
fucked that day.
Yeah, fuck, I'm not going to...
Yeah, that was a
I had no
day.
Intention of going to Green Lantern, but my ride left, and we had to combine rides, and like, we're going to Green Lantern, like...
Another thing was, I could make an effort and get down to the city and find parking, or I could just play the L.A. Noire add-on cases now.
There's rumors that you're moving to the city.
Maybe someday.
Yeah.
They've been postponed.
Aww.
By Diana becoming unemployed.
Got it.
Oh, no.
That happened again?
Yeah.
When?
Like a month or two ago.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
We don't need to talk about that.
Let's hire Diana.
Okay. Yeah, let's hire her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be awesome.
Diana Rafares, look her up.
We could use somebody to work on guides. Yeah, she's
ready for that.
She could do cheats.
Yeah.
Hire somebody with no interest in games whatsoever.
It might work. Think of the things they'd revolutionize on the side. Mm-hmm. Maybe the protocol. But the Green Lantern, yeah, I thought was a fun, good? Like, I'm not, everybody's like, did Ryan Reynolds ruin it? Like, I'm not, like, a fan of, I don't know anything about Ryan Reynolds. He ruined mm-hmm. Deadpool. I knew that. Mm.
I think he had Deadpool ruined for him.
He did. I don't blame him for that because I fell asleep during that part.
He'd be a great Deadpool.
Yes.
If he were allowed to talk.
But he doesn't do Green Lantern like he would Deadpool, which is very important.
He's much more earnest and real.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I really thought I was seeing a different movie.
I also want to talk about last week, Transformers game came out. I have played that. So let me give you a quick rundown on the Transformers game.
Why did I think that was a Transformer sound effect? Like, that doesn't make any sense. A reading
rainbow. Yay!
That was my public television
Man,
break.
If there had been an episode of Reading Rainbow about a Transformers book, I would have loved that.
Reading Rainbow is the exact opposite of Transformers.
I have Transformers books from when I was a kid.
It
was
like created, children's books?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
It was created to combat Transformers.
Do you really?
Children's books, and I think I still have like some choose-your-own-adventure books.
Really? That,
like, your choices could end with Autobots dying.
Wait, are they short? Are they short books?
Frightening to me.
Are they the short books, like pictures and like a paragraph?
Yeah.
Not
the choose your own adventure ones, but the children books, yeah.
I just went out, like, this weekend, I bought a VCR. So I got video capture equipment.
Uh-huh.
And I've been buying up those videotapes when we were kids in the 80s. The VHSs of somebody reading a book as it slowly panned across the page.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just it's a motion.
That was like 50% of daytime PBS.
Yes!
Right there.
I got some Muppet Babies and some Fraggle Rock shit out of there. And, like, I got Danny Glover reading Where the Wild Things Are. Like that. But I want to make my own. So if you could bring in those Transformers books.
If I can find them.
And then Optimus said, don't you go... Like, just someone vaguely trying to do the voices of every character in the book.
I did find they might be at my parents' house still. I did find a Wheeled Warriors book.
That you could, Jason the Wheeled Warriors?
In. Yes.
I think that calls for a theme song. I do have YouTube up.
Wow.
Yeah, I think so. Jason the Wheeled Warriors.
How long is this going to take?
Not long
I
at all.
I missed that one.
It is. You know, it's the typical 80s minute and a half intro. But I think if everybody watch along.
Thundering across the stars to save the universe from the monster minds. Searches for his father to unite the
magic. My parents were cheap, so for Christmas, I got discounted toys, lots of Jason the Wheeled Warrior stuff.
Well, that's pretty cool, though, because you could stack those things.
Exactly.
You could stack an attack.
God, I love this song. Anybody else? Jason the Wheeled Warrior?
Oh, yeah.
Why are all 80s cartoon intros better animated than the entire show? I know why.
Because
where they spent the money.
It's like their pilot.
Yeah.
I just want to hear the end. God, I love that fucking drill. Oh, there's so much going on, guys. I wish you could see this.
The cool thing about those toys is, like, the things that they'd use to fit, they would clip into their wheels, mm-hmm. like their little wheel rigs, and the pegs that they used were the exact same ones as you'd used to clip in weapons on top. So you could like, my dream briefly as a kid was to get all the Wheeled Warriors toys and stack them all into one, like, massive thing.
Do you hear this, people? If you have a Wheeled Warrior toy, you need to send it to Games Radar and make Michael dream a reality.
Or just, you know, take pictures of them all stacked together.
No, you want to do this.
You know, I need very specific stimuli.
I want to film a very sad King of Kong with you and Wheeled Warrior Voltron. God,
that would be sad.
Yes, it would. It would.
God, why do you
make it 30 minutes?
Things?
Hey, did you guys spot Walter Day at E3? I saw him.
Walter
Day, the head of Twin Galaxies, the guy who wears the red shirt all the time.
Dude. Yes, you were asking if we were going to California Extreme.
Yes. Yeah, that's the second weekend
in
July.
And Billy Mitchell's not there. Steve Wiebe's not there. But all those fucking pathetic, like, sycophantic
people.
Killscreen coming up. Killscreen coming up. Killscreen coming up.
Oh, my God.
He's here. Billy is here. Like, all those guys are there, like, signing, like, one autograph per hour, sitting at a card table. Cax is...
I'm the jerk-off from
one of the greatest events I've ever been to with the saddest,
saddest celebrities there. Just getting yelled at by like Booger from Joysticks or whatever the fuck his name is. Like,
they gave a shit for leaving, but that film was unwatchable, especially in the place where we were watching it.
You'd have it on DVD anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We couldn't watch that shit in the office, let alone with you in the room.
The worst part was they were in a room that they should have turned off all the lights on, but they left half of them on. They were projecting a DVD on a screen.
Like the same way your teacher would project a math problem in middle school. Like, it was just horrible, horrible situation.
And then on top of that, we had kids sitting in front of us, and there are 17 tits in that movie.
Yeah,
it was
getting
10
very
minutes.
Uncomfortable. Joysticks, check it out. People.
Also,
early 80s movies, you get used to it.
Also, boobs looked
weird. They were 90%.
I can't ask little kids to get used to a sex comedy.
Flat, floppy tits.
Yeah.
And we thought we were lucky.
It was before science. Yeah.
That's right. We
Before science.
Yeah. We thanked Reagan every day. Fuck yeah, titty.
Back then, you didn't have internet porn. So, you'd watch a horrible, unfunny film like Joysticks just to see some topless women.
But it is crazy.
Absolutely. That's what got people into theaters.
That the wipes.
Remember theaters?
The wipes for that movie are Pac-Man and Dig Dug. It's fucking crazy.
And that opening song to that movie is the best. I love that song so much.
It's in the
much.
Pole Position parody. I use that song.
Totally awesome video game.
I need another quota. Oh, God, it's so fucking... Oh, I hate it. I hate it.
But okay, so Transformers, Dark of the Moon, the video game.
Is that
where you are,
Green Lantern?
Wow.
No, we finished.
Are we talking about video games again?
Yeah, so Transformers, Dark of the Moon. It's made by the team High Moon Studios who made War for Cybertron, the best Transformers game ever, which I gave an 8, and I feel is... Bill deserves. Maybe I'd give it a 7 now. I don't know. But
is it worth running out, paying $60 for, putting on a shelf, and then thinking about playing again in a year?
Never. No, it is not. You can tell this was really rushed. They worked on it in less than a year. It works as a bridge between the second and third film. It's not a recreation of the third film, which that's the best part, really, I think, because they don't... No Shia LaBeouf, no dumb human characters you have to interact with. It's just pure Transformers. Though, the craziest thing is, there is one live-action human in it. Ooh. Nolan North.
Wow.
Nolan North is on screen. They have
Is he playing himself?
No, he's a Colonel Nice Guy or something. I don't know. But these basically the auto... There we go. Autobots teleconference in between levels. Of Bumblebee, Optimus saying, Bumblebee has gone here. Warpath, could you go here? And then, Nolan North plays the liaison.
Set us up the bomb.
Sideswipe, go kill sideways.
He plays the liaison, Nolan North, between those two in a couple scenes.
A dangerous liaison?
He's pretty nice. But anyway, seeing him get an on-screen role. It was cool. The achievements are pretty easy in it. Yeah. They're all every achievement is 25 points, and if you're dedicated enough, you'll get them all in 12 hours, I think. There's four multiplayer ones. Anyway, speaking of which, the multiplayer in it is just so, nothing. It's just an afterthought. The multiplayer in War for Cybertron is way better. War for Cybertron, really cared about the history of Transformers, and, this one barely gives a shit, because it's based on the movie. They don't give a fuck. And another annoying thing about it is... That it's a cover-based... it's a cover-based shooter a lot of the time.
Of course, when I think of Transformers, I think of cover, right? Anybody?
Wait, War for Cybertron?
Well, War for Cybertron did it better. Dark of the Moon, meanwhile, there's still no cover mechanic, but they just... Levels are filled with awkward giant pillars that look completely unnatural just for Transformers to hide behind. And some of the levels are actually pretty fun. The Megatron level lasts forever and is no fun.
Megatron.
The Soundwave level is even less fun. And when you finally get to play as Optimus, it's for one boss fight.
So once again, it lets you play as Decepticons.
Yeah, but that's the other thing.
Is that a tradition in Transformers games only? No other game lets you play as the bad guys.
Well, they mixed it. Well, because they know everybody wants to play
the same.
As Starscream. People want to play as
Megatron.
It's
so weird that that's almost consistent. In the first PS2 one, you couldn't do that. But in every single movie-based or
what was the PS2 one?
Wasn't that the first one all based on first generation?
Right. Yeah, it was. I think in the U.S. it was just called Transformers.
Really?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, that sounds right to me.
Might have been Transformers Energon or Armada
or
something.
We should fab stuff like that.
We should.
But there was this one's different from the last few because you switch between them during one story, unlike in War for Cybertron. The other ones where you have the Autobot campaign and it reaches an ending, and then you have a Decepticon campaign and that reaches an ending, and they're two separate things.
Defenders of Cybertron City.
What?
I was making it the Defenders of
Dinotron
City.
Oh, that's an obscure-ass reference.
Yes. Wow. Well, it shouldn't be. If it had its own cartoon and a game.
Weren't those characters like designed by Steve Purcell?
Who's Steve Purcell?
He's the guy who does Sam and Max.
I think so. I remember them being like...
It was like a LucasArts thing.
Yes.
That was weird.
Dinotron.
Anyways, yeah. Wait for War for Cybertron 2.
The girl that had like a buzzsaw for legs.
And the guy whose power was to shoot his own head off.
Maybe.
He was like the leader.
Oh, yeah.
Fire his own head in the air. His head had rocket fins.
Yeah.
There's another one I don't remember.
Beautiful. That's what I'm here for, Hank.
Anyway, so yeah, Transformers, maybe rent if you're a big lover of Transformers. If you really liked War for Cybertron,
tomorrow, Tuesday, rent it. This goes live, and I probably won't have the time because I think we want to fap Green Lantern.
Yeah.
I'm
going to be out tomorrow.
I'm going to on a big Green Lantern kick. Shit, you are. Are you going to be back on Wednesday?
Yeah.
All right, will you hold me while we
Wednesday.
Play Green Lantern?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I'd love to.
Tomorrow is today, when you're hearing this, Tuesday, June 21st is the 20th anniversary of Rocketeer.
What?
Yeah, from Rocketeer. And when you were talking about that Stan thing, like things you didn't think you'd like when you were younger.
Uh-huh.
Like that's exactly where I am with Rocketeer. When I saw it, I'm like, this is boring. Why look old?
I got so bored.
And then now I watch it and like, motherfucker, like I can't believe they did this. Like it looks like a 1930s movie made today.
Yeah.
The bad guy is Errol Flynn. Like,
yeah,
this is, 100%
Errol Flynn. Like that reference was completely lost on me as a kid. And also like Alan Arkin's in it, and he's like, this was before the resurgence of Alan Arkin.
Yes,
like, as after that Miss Sunshine thing,
Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah,
that's my Alan Arkin. It's pretty bad.
Not so great.
Yeah, not so great. We're gonna work on another impression while we're here.
That Rocketeer also. It's my one hope that I'm holding out on Captain America, which has not had good previews.
But what was the same
director as Rocketeer.
Did you think that you thought Green Lantern was going to suck too?
I did.
Let's keep your expectations low.
Yeah.
What I'm saying.
I think that those reviews.
My expectations were low for Thor, and Thor was fun but forgettable. But Green Lantern, like I really can't wait to see the next Green Lantern.
Oh,
I don't want to see a new Thor. I want to see Thor in the Avengers.
Mm-hmm. I definitely want to see Green Lantern works enough on his own. Like
I was bored of the comic. I never liked the comic. I mean, because it was too out there when I was going from Marvel, like, which I don't know, was very stable.
They're all in New York
very
City.
Very relatable. They're all in New York City. And the movie, like, where the fuck are they supposed to be?
They're in Coast City.
Coast
City, which is in California. It's basically a combination of San Diego and San Francisco.
Okay, I was very confused because he kept referring, like, I pulled what's his nuts out of a swamp. I'm like, a swamp? In California, you don't know what a swamp looks like, dude. That was the ocean.
Yeah.
Was the ocean.
Well, because they filmed the movie in Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Probably for tax benefits.
I am really kicking home the accent. Yeah, attaboy. So, again, see what I'm saying about Hank's coughs? If we just film you and put you on YouTube, that voice came out of a little kitten. Durable. Let me watch you eat a carrot. Anyway.
As
quickly and as uncomfortably as possible.
Want to play.
Maintain eye contact with the camera.
I want to play Green Lantern for everybody so we can all see what it's like.
Just what, maggots? Game deals.
Oh! Take my advice. You filled enough time. We got the game deals.
We did. You've earned it, guys. Everybody, take a victory lap. I bought Zelda Ocarina of Time at Costco.
Yep. Oh.
For $34.99. What
nice.
A deal.
Wow.
I know it's free on ROM sites, but it's not in 3D. I bought it for $34.99 there, but there's are a bunch of deals I see. If you buy that and any other 3DS game at Best Buy, you'll get a $25 gift card. Kmart's giving you a $15 gift card.
Wow.
For nothing.
Wow.
On that game and Shadows of the Damned, Dungeon Siege 3, Fear 3, Transformers Dark of the Moon. Yes. And
wow, that's a good deal.
Look at this deal. If you buy Killzone 3 or SOCOM 4, you can get the PS3 Move Sharpshooter
Oh,
which wow. is the Nerf gun that shoots nothing with a safety for $9.99.
I kind of hate that thing.
No, it's pretty stupid.
Yeah, it is.
It's pretty stupid.
I hate holding it. I hate keeping it aimed at the TV. I hate controlling a game like that because it takes away the main the entire point of move, which is greater control. Because now it's like things that would be just like a wrist flick with the move are now, I have to move this whole fucking gun.
You have to move your whole hip.
And so it makes precision impossible.
I don't like it because it wants me to look in front of my TV like little Ralphie with a fucking decoder ring in a plastic hat.
You might as well be wearing a plastic hat.
Yes, it's extremely stupid. I'm your biggest fan ever, SOCOM 3. I'm 30. Do not like.
I saw a good one on Amazon.
Was that Ink?
Well, good enough. It's
save it. Best Buy. $39.99. LA Noire, Brink, and Mortal Kombat are $39.99.
That's not bad. But Brink, New Vegas. More like Stink.
Oh. Get out of
here. I liked it.
Tyler wanted to like it.
He got fired over that review.
He wanted to.
We let him go.
That's what happened. We fired him so hard he worked at PC Gamer.
Filer Wild.
They might want you over there, PC Gamer, Tyler, but we don't. We can't take this anymore.
We can't take people who give Brink an 8.
I got to say,
it's as good as Halo Reach.
Every one of our employees who's left for a magazine, that was really awesome. Sounds really awesome. If anybody's hiring out there, you know how to get in touch with me. Twitter.com/CNC.
It's sad. We didn't even get to do a proper goodbye to Lizzie. Like, it just...
I wasn't even here.
It happened...
Suddenly wasn't there anymore.
Yeah, it happened during the filming a podcast.
You think that. But then, she went downstairs, and she's on tour all this week with Glowing Stars.
Yeah.
So she's been in the building. Mm-hmm. She's literally feet from you.
Yeah.
In on AIM, but except for this, immediately she's touring. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, we were talking about our shoot.
Yes.
We haven't played phone calls in a while, and I'm not going to now.
Okay.
I will not. There's a new phone line open.
What?
Yes. It is not, I don't want to say hidden, but in a couple of future magazines, there is a phone number that you can call and leave messages. And when you figure out what I'm talking about, I want you to get creative, and I want to play them here. You'll know it when you see it. I think PC Gamer hits first, followed by P Tom and OXM. You'll know what it is when you see it. Call
this
it. You might hear my voice. There might be a prompt to leave a message. It might be funny. I don't know. I don't know. It's supposed to be much different. We'll see. But fun. Oh, and the World of Tanks stuff. Don't want to do it right now? You will get a message from the Prize Pig asking for your address. Games Radar Prize Pig. That is an official Games Radar individual. And I want to give away as much of that crap as possible.
I love the Prize Pig.
The Prize Pig.
It makes me laugh.
I don't know. It's just a Simpsons reference? Is that what?
No, I mean, that's a saying. Yeah. Like when Homer says it about Selma, that she's no prize pig herself. That's a saying that someone's not a prize pig.
They wouldn't win the yellow ribbon at the state fair.
A prize pig would.
Not good. Yeah, I agree.
But also a pig in charge of prizes would be the prize pig.
I agree. What else? We have to fill an hour here.
I was going to talk about Dead. Amazon has Dead or Alive Dimensions on sale for $27.99 for the 3DS. Hey, that's $13 off.
Is
3DS ain't doing
so. Oh, we're still in game deals. Oh, my God. I forgot. I did not close game deals. That's why you can still talk about this bullshit.
It's like ending a prayer without saying amen. You know, line's still open to God.
But that's it. Just dead or alive. I don't know if you want to buy that.
That is definitely it. This is all we have for a real good intro. I am failing so hard at this. I'm thinking? Tyler Wilde doesn't work with us anymore, but he lives with me. Uh-huh. I have him all the time.
Yeah.
What if we did a podcast from my house after this that actually doesn't feel like work, but us dicking around saying whatever we want?
Well, you do have air conditioning.
Dude, I have so much air conditioning.
Wait, no, you don't. Well, San Francisco apartments don't have
You live in a cooler climate.
I live in a cooler climate.
That isn't a soundproof room in a building where air conditioning is off in the middle of fucking summer.
The soundproofing has the soundproofing here has the same effect on temperature.
Yeah, like, we're gonna let it just turns it into a hot house.
We're gonna let it bounce around for a little bit and stay in here and align the walls.
You know, when I first moved to the Bay Area, like I lived in Florida. Everyone has air conditioning. There's no such thing as not having it because you can't live without it. And then I come here and like, hey, we should turn on the AC. And people are like, what? What? It's just beautiful here 99% of the time. You don't need it.
It was like that yesterday. I felt like my girlfriend like kind of hates me. She's gotten back. We've been out of town for like a long time. We've both been out of town at weird times. Haven't seen each other in weeks. And we get back and like, I'm out drinking. Do you need me to pick you up from the airport? And like, I'll find a car. And like, yeah, I don't know. Just, she hates me, and she gets back, and like, Tyler and I have just been there, and like, just forgot to do everything. To be fair, Tyler Wilde was the last person to leave the house, and he didn't empty the coffee machine. And I go there, I'm like, dude, there's fucking mold in the coffee cup, and
then
I open up the top, and just like spores, like that scene in Outbreak where people are coughing in the movie theater, all these pink. They were pink pieces of mold fly everywhere. Had to flush it out like forever. So like our house is fucking miserable, just terrible. So my girlfriend goes off to play sports and I stay home and clean and cook. Yesterday I was a domestic goddess. I was gorgeous, guys. You should have seen me. Except for the fact that it was so fucking hot and I don't own a pair of shorts except for a bathing suit. So I'm making my famous 17 alarm chili. Which is fantastic.
This is just the right time for chili.
It wasn't. It was almost 100% vegan. Like I'm not a great cook, and every once in a while, like it's a little dash of something, and I don't know. I don't even know how to tip certain bottles, so it just all falls in. So a bunch of hot peppers fell in, and it's like 100 degrees. I'm wearing a fucking bathing suit and no shirt, and tasting chili all day, and then I sharded like so big. Into a bathing suit. I just brought all my laundry upstairs, and there was a party at the halfway teenage home, so I didn't want them to see me bring down a pair of shitty. I didn't want them to see me bringing down my pair of shitty jams. So I had to like.
Jesus.
I've been teasing Tyler about it. Yeah, like, hey brother, I washed down a clear shit stain. It wasn't brown. It was one of those like. Those hurried shards, a clear gooey mess, Henry. Right around my butt. No. Don't try not to think about the smell, but just imagine how it would feel on the tip of your tongue. Like, just if I threw the shorts at you and hit you in the face. Hold on. And it slid down. It slid down like one of your glasses and sort of smeared it right there. Just my butt residue. You all right? Yes. Doing okay?
Yeah. So. What, did you wash it in the shower?
I had to wash it in the sink, so I like squirted like hand soap over it and like I can't reveal which sink I used because I told my roommates that I did this. I just didn't tell them which sink because I don't want them to be like, I'm never using that sink again. Yes, you are. We're not going to have it.
Just keep it a mystery.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it a mystery. Yeah,
I would have done the shower. That's a more contained area. Yeah. Like,
that would have been a better idea.
Yeah, trash can. Just, you know, call
throw it away and just say, like, I don't have
a bathing suit. That shit's like $30, Michael. I'm not going to go buy in swimsuits willy-nilly.
Yeah.
You have an Old Navy, like, right next to your home. Just walk there.
Shit stains are worth $30 a year. Right?
It wasn't a shit stain. It was a shart, Michael. It was a semi-digested food.
Also, just
with
that history, that history on your thing, even when it's clean, like, you'll just be remembering, like, oh, I shit in these. I can't swim in the ocean.
You'll
feel vaguely unclean for the rest of your life.
I'll never say that. In case you didn't know, shitting yourself is shark repellent.
So you didn't even use those during E3. You swam in your underwear.
I did swim in my underwear. That's why there's that picture of me that I hate, and it's me like staying below the water because I'm in my underwear.
My
dickus is popping out, and I don't know.
I thought you were ashamed of your hairy chest.
I'm ashamed of my hairy chest. I appear
is
a
that
lot
the
of
one where Lizzie and Brett are on either side of you?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I was proud of you guys because I didn't have the guts to just jump in the pool. I was more too ashamed of my body.
Why? What do you have to be ashamed of?
I was just like, man, when did they go in the pool? How did I miss that?
You went upstairs to review Infamous 2.
Oh, right. That didn't work.
That was the one time you... That was right when you found out.
That was the first day. That was when I spent like an hour trying to figure out, like, how the fuck do I work with this TV to work?
But that was great. That was the first time at E3 I've had the first day, like, hey, guys, get settled in. Mm-hmm. And the last day of, like, let's party.
Yeah.
Not like, not like,
fun.
That's get out of E3 and we're going to fly out in an hour. Like, that's usually what
it
is.
And then you get to hear about the PSM guys who are now the Nintendo Power guys. It's like, yeah, we got here and just went to Disneyland.
Yeah, just went to Disneyland. Are you doing anything in the magazine? I don't know. Maybe. We've seen it all already.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Especially when you're one console, you get it's even fewer places you got to go to.
No.
Especially if you're Nintendo. You go to the Nintendo booth, you're done. Maybe go to Sega, maybe go to like Majesco.
Did I tell you guys my favorite moment that happened at E3?
No.
Favorite cute
probably
moment.
Not.
We did a lot of filming. Mm-hmm. And please go look at the videos. They're fun. And I think the Future Studios guys did a great job. Brett David, Victor,
Chris and
Dusty.
Yeah. And they worked really hard. Even harder than I did.
Dusty and Chris were running around like the whole fucking day.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, the editing guys were just, they sat at those computers
never moved.
All day. They never moved. I thought I was at my computer all day. They were at it even longer.
I think you'll agree. Like, two different people shot that and two different people edited it. And I think it came together fantastic.
Yeah. Really did.
And I can't wait to do more video stuff with those guys. Hopefully it'll happen.
Yeah, I looked at my videos and just like, man, this is shot beautifully. I just wish I didn't suck at this.
Isn't it? Who chose the preview images, though? That's what I want to know.
Cheryl.
Why some of them? There's one where, like, it looks like you are, like, that was posted recently. It looks like you're in a mid-sentence about to spit with the bottom of your tongue.
I was.
And there's one of me that, like, I look like Nosferatu. Like, I'm just coming in on a guy with my shoulders up and my neck bent down.
Yes, Saints Row 3.
But what was your favorite moment?
Like, Dusty. Dusty's like, I know some people from Tallahassee.
What?
And like, get the fuck out of town.
Oh, I was witness to this. Yeah, yeah.
Get the fuck out of town. Yeah. You don't know anybody from Tallahassee. And he's like, I do. Jacob and Janya. I'm like, I don't know anybody in Jacob and Janya. I knew, I had a friend who dated a Janya. And fuck it. And he's like, well, I'll ask him tonight. And he went out. We came our separate ways. And that was when, like, we had to sneak into Nintendo at 9
right.
o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I remember that.
So I could interview Brett in the Nintendo booth because nobody from Skyward Sword would talk to us. Yeah. And we got you played Luigi's Mansion, all that good stuff. And then all of a sudden Dusty hits me with his phone. Boom. And it's this picture that five people in the world have of me, my girlfriend as of 2000, all of my best friends who I talked to them all yesterday, and one guy who's dead. And
wow.
Where the fuck did you get that? That's not online. Like, I go home, my room is gone. Like, my parents have taken over my room, and there's one picture in there, and it's this picture.
Wow.
Me and my four best friends. Like, where did you get this, Dusty? Like, Dusty and I are relatively new to one another.
Uh-huh.
Jake, it didn't even occur to me. Jacob. Oh, Jake. That was my friend who dated the Janya. Oh, I did not know him as Jacob. And then, like, what made me really happy was all of a sudden, Dusty knew all these stories that I had not made it out to the West Coast.
Oh, wow.
Dusty knew all these stories. And I'm like, that's great because I do a stupid podcast and I forgot about stories. I don't have any more stories. Like Tyler and I were talking. Tyler is recently single and gets to run around and, like, make mistakes and do things he normally wouldn't. And I'm stuck in a position where, like, I surf routine every day. So I don't have any more interesting stories. But then, like, Dusty's like, yeah, Jacob said a girl threw up on your dick. I'm like, what? Yeah, that did happen. That did happen. That totally happened. That totally happened. Yes. And like, oh, Dusty, let me tell you about the girl who liked to suck dick while standing up over it like an ostrich. Like, I don't know why she liked to do that.
That seems really challenging.
It does. Put her hands behind her back. And she was a pro. But then one time.
So you paid her then.
One time the old Antista noodle got the better of her and hit that gag reflex. Ooh. And I got a lap full of albino refried beans, Hank. How's that
nice.
Feel? How's that feel? Combing that into your pubic hair.
Did she lick it off afterward?
No. It was a lot of apologies and like, you're right. That's the one thing you could have done. I don't feel like coming anymore. That was awesome. But it's like a great compliment.
It's a,
I guess.
It's a great compliment.
Your dick was so big.
But it wasn't that. It was her technique. Like, she'd stand on her feet and bend over like that little bird that would take sips and eventually sit up on it.
Maybe her knees hurt and she didn't want to put her knees on the floor.
Yeah, no, she was 80. So, like, that's probably
also like, no teeth.
No teeth, yeah. That's why it was so great. Yeah. You never had a gum job? A gummer?
No.
The gumball rally?
The gumball rally.
It's fantastic. You all right, Hank?
Yeah, it's good.
Don't get so disgusted.
Gumball rally?
Don't judge me.
Girl.
I'm not judging.
Mm-hmm. Dusty now has a bunch of stories of me on the East Coast, which have not made it. I can't wait to talk to him because Jake was around during like just my weirdest period of. I don't want to call it self-discovery.
I wonder how many listeners are being horrified by your attempts to make Hank wretch.
Well, can't be that many, right? There's only a few people like Hank with this like little bit of a gag reflex.
Well, Jesus, man.
It's just poopy, honey. It's just poopy. What do you think poop tastes like?
I'm just saying we've become very desensitized.
Have we?
We have. We said, let's not get into this.
I want to get into this, Hank. We have nothing to fill air right now. But what do you think poop tastes like? What? If you had to guess.
I don't know.
Is it like older cheese? Or like maybe like a flat beer that you set out?
I think it's more like...
That you, like you fo-
like, I think it would be more like very stale bread. That's what I would think.
How about if you made a sword out of a 9-volt battery, and then you stuck it in a dragon who was on its period, and then you stuck the tip of your tongue on not like just around the hilt where all the stuff gathers, like right at the tip.
Yes, yeah.
You know, what do you think that would taste? Would that taste like poop?
Maybe so.
What do you
correct hope, answer is poop would taste like poop.
What do you hope poop tastes like?
I know. Zesty.
Zesty?
Yeah. I would hope it at least surprises me.
Zesty, he is my least favorite stripper.
Zesty.
Yeah. Zesty McGillicuddy.
That's down
at the Cranky Boner. It's a brand new club.
I don't know. I don't want to be grossed. I don't want to be grossed out by it all the time.
Just imagine that Cranky Boner is like a strip club that's staffed entirely by like middle-aged misanthropic bums.
Now what do? You want a hand job? I'm going to make eye contact with you the whole time.
No, just bald, sour-faced guys.
Yeah. I've seen it all. Yeah.
Weathered as fuck.
Man,
I'm not even gay. I just don't care anymore.
Fuck. Just go ahead, fuck my hand. See if I
made a pronouncement.
I've had
worse.
Fuck you.
I made a pronouncement on Twitter of saying that I said that my biggest fear of being homeless is not being able to get porn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then it's not like almost immediately someone said like, well, you just go to an internet cafe and you look at it there. And I was like, no, I could go to the fucking library for free and just collect
like
porn.
Every other hobo.
Yeah. No,
and then print it out and go jack off in the bathroom in front of a kid.
No, that was a story. I read this news story. This was before Perverted Justice and Dateline got really popular with this kind of stuff. Rolling Stone wrote about a dude who worked for the FBI whose whole job was to pose as a child to trick pedophiles. And he talked about one of the pedophiles they caught was a homeless guy who somehow secreted away like gigs and gigs of child porn on a library computer that nobody
Jesus
caught.
Christ.
Like, yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
Jesus Christ. Can you imagine, just for a second, this is hypothetical, how hot that pornography was?
I'm guessing not very.
Yeah? I'd say pretty low.
Does that count as a joke as we end our show?
Yeah, why don't we just stop with that?
I'd say that counts as a high note.
All right. Child pornography.
Whoa. Let's go.
We're going to close it out. I'm going to close it out with something from Ocarina of Rhyme. I'll figure it out by the time this goes live.
Yeah.
Enjoy, and thanks to World of Tanks for all the prizes.
World of Tanks.
World of Tanks.
Masterpiece, dripped out with the bows on it. Trunk airtight, speakers in the show lights holding. Pops the ride, nigga, get your shit tight. Let me tell you the meaning of coming through. When the seats flow green and the canvas dark blue. Approaching dying time, knocking doors down. 10-11 slabs in a single fire line. Flossing, swerving, the rims is glistening. They gotta see the wood cause the top is missing. I sleep on dreams cause it's paper I'm chasing. My roots come from Texas, this pimpulation. The bar is tasty, the Benz is basic. I gotta show my clients so these haters can face me. Riding up the boulevard, crushing the sidewalk, showing my surrounds while I'm knocking the doors out. Showing my surrounds, knocking those times. Showing my surrounds, knocking those times. Showing my surrounds, I'ma come through and show my wood climb. Knocking those times.